You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, Apple Viz. My name is Jonathan Simeone. This is my first Apple Viz Podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a quick tip on using the Finder to restore a file from a Time Machine backup. Personally, I think this is easier than using the Time Machine application itself. The date is September 14th, 2015. I'm running OS X version 10.10.5, the latest version of the Mac's operating system. I'm using a late 2011 MacBook Pro. In order to get started, I'm going to hit Command Tab to get to my desktop.
Finder, desktop. 8.15 Guide Dogs for the Blind Alumni Association.docx.
There's the document we're going to delete with Command Delete.
Move to trash.
And now we're going to use the VO right and left arrow keys to make sure it's gone.
Macintosh HD. G Drive Slim. G Drive Slim.
So it's not here. G Drive Slim is the name of the drive that I store my Time Machine backups on. So I'm going to open it with Command O.
Open. G Drive Slim. Browser.
I'm going to interact with the browser with VO shift down arrow.
Backups.backup.
That's the name of the folder that Time Machine is storing all the backups on. I'm going to expand it with the right arrow.
Jonathan's MacBook Pro.
Now I'm going to expand my computer with the right arrow.
201304291940 16.
And now we're in a list of all the backups that are on this computer. Time Machine always stores the latest backup at the bottom of the list and calls it latest. On a MacBook keyboard, we get to the end by using function VO right arrow. So I'm going to hit that now.
Latest.
There's our latest folder, and I'll expand that with the right arrow key.
Macintosh HD.
And I'll expand my Macintosh HD volume with the right arrow key.
Applications.
Now I'm going to down arrow to my Users folder.
Library, System, Users.
And I'm going to hit the right arrow to expand that.
Jonathan Simeone.
That's my Home folder, so I'm going to hit the right arrow to expand that.
As much as I can.
And I'm going to down arrow to the Desktop folder.
Bookmarks, Desktop.
And I'm going to use the right arrow to expand that.
8.15 Guide Dogs for the Blind Alumni Association.docx.
There's our document. I'm going to hit Command C to copy it.
Copy 8.15 Guide Dogs for the Blind Alumni Association.docx.
Now I'm going to hit Command Shift H to open the Home folder on my computer's internal hard drive.
Home.
And I'm going to expand that with the right arrow.
List one item selected. Apple Viz.
And I'm going to down arrow to my Desktop folder.
As much as I can. Bookmarks, Desktop.
And I'm going to hit Command V to paste this document back into the Desktop folder.
Paste item.
Now I'm going to hit Command W to close this window.
Close window, Desktop, G Drive Slim.
And I'm going to hit VO left arrow to make sure that the document has been restored.
8.15 Guide Dogs for the Blind Alumni Association.docx.
There it is. That's all there is to it. If you have any questions or comments, you can follow me on Twitter at Jonathan_Writer. That's J-O-N as in Nancy, A-T-H-A-N, _Writer, W-R-I-T-E-R. Or you can send me an email at jonathanasdf@icloud.com. That's J-O-N as in Nancy, A-T-H-A-N, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, D as in Dog, F as in Frank, @icloud.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you and to producing another Apple Viz podcast really soon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.